And what is presumably a happy Sunday morning to everybody. Today is February 4th, 2018, or at least it should be for all of you listening. This is Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.3 FM and freakradio.org. I'm Robert Norris, and coming up, it's the Sunday edition of Bathropes Pierre's Broadsides. We're going to be following up on interviews from the street with folks at the Food Nut Bombs and Meals and the Red Church, also another meal at the Red Church, as well as a lengthy interview with Now You See It, Now You Don't, Warming Center Brent Adams, as well as a flashback to the latter days after the crushing of the Occupy movement in December of 2011, but before the actual persecution of, well, there was some persecution going on even then, but the Santa Cruz 11 prosecutions and persecutions then began several months later in February of 2012. That hadn't happened. But you'll hear some of the background and some of the controversy and some of the high spirits, and I hope you enjoy it. In case you have any comments, this is a recorded show, so in order to get your voice heard, you can call in to the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom line at 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF, 423-4833, and I will pass on your comments on the next show, which will be Thursday, a few days down the line. So do that if you're so moved.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And welcome. There's not much happening, at least there's nothing happening at the city council level, the Santa Cruz City Council. Although I suppose there might be something at the Board of Stupid Vipers, or supervisors, as I so describe them. I'm not too happy with their attempts to constrain and restrict and criminalize, or, well, corporatize, perhaps is a better word these days, marijuana and cannabis production. There's no city council meeting for another week, so for those of you who enjoy that particular kind of torture, you're just going to have to hold your horses. There was a meeting of the Public Hysteria Committee of City Council, which calls itself the Public Safety Committee, where they grilled the police chief Andy Mills about his no sleeping ban enforcement without an additional problem on public property, as I understand it. But we don't have that audio because the promised audio that was supposed to be made and posted either wasn't made or at least has not been posted, or maybe it didn't come out. Terrazas has been notoriously dilatory, delaying any kind, or actually just not refusing to have these meetings recorded year after year until finally last fall he agreed, which I thought was a good thing, long overdue, but, you know, fine. Then the recordings were half inaudible. And when I brought this to his attention, I received an assurance, a very quick email back, that that was all going to change. And as far as I know, that the November report of Mills, and I guess it was Martine Bernal, the city manager, who's over Mills and hires and fires him, didn't get corrected. So we don't have a clear audio of the discussions of the public hysteria subcommittee. And the reason I say that is because what they have done is to turn bigotry and prejudice into the claims of crimes by homeless people using the police department's padded stats. This is not at the current level of the Mills administration, but previously under Vogel and Clark when he was deputy chief, where sleeping, smoking, being in a park after dark were all regarded as serious enough crimes to require Parks and Rec Ranger or police department intervention, infraction citations, and then stay-away orders, those charming police-dictated, no court process necessary, thank you very much, stay-away orders that cops have been empowered in Santa Cruz. And Santa Cruz alone, as far as I know, I haven't heard of any other city where this is actually the case, been permitted to essentially tell people that before they're convicted of any crime, they have to stay away first for 3 days, then for 3 weeks, then for 3 months. It's a pretty grim example of the local fascization or police state motion of where things are going. For those who like to read my critiques and who aren't on the Huff email list, which you can get on very easily by sending me an email, write to rnorse3@hotmail.com. You can go to indiebay.org/Santa Cruz, that's Santa Cruz Indie Media, and read my latest commentary on Jessica York. That's the Sentinel writer, who has written more recently a lot about, well, she's passed on a lot of police and community crank opinion regarding the San Lorenzo campground. And we're also, of course, going to be having a lot of direct commentary, some from campground residents themselves, which I went out there and interviewed the day of the cleanup, the day that people were told to leave by 5 o'clock. I think that was last Tuesday. And then we have Brent Adams' discussions, and you can find his stuff online at Homeless Outdoors in Santa Cruz, or Outside in Santa Cruz. And that's on the YouTube channel, so you can check that out. Rent control activity petitioning for a change in the city's law and the creation of rent control and renter protection will be happening beginning on Sunday, February 11th at the Resource Center for Nonviolence. And that's going to be, I guess, a week from Sunday, today, the 4th. I'm going to be a little muddled because actually when I'm doing this, it's the 3rd. But so as not to confuse you listeners, I'm going to keep saying it's the 4th. So correct me if you want. So to begin with, let's pick up from a week ago Saturday, the Food Not Bombs interviews. This, of course, is the 4 to 6 meal where folks meet at the outside the post office and chow down. I think there may have been a really free market there. Well, I think that's actually the first Saturday of every month, and that must have happened yesterday, or at least on February 3rd. But here's some stuff from January 27th. Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah.
Fresh person. What's your name, madam?
My name is Maria. I'm the queen of Santa Cruz.
And how long have you been the queen?
Approximately 5 years. I have been in San Lorenzo Valley since 1999, but in Santa Cruz on the streets, I was ballparking at 5 years, approximately.
And how long have you been here most recently in the downtown area?
Well, minus a year before a year ago, the last year went by, but then the year before that, I was in Venice Beach, Southern California, for approximately a year, and then I came back.
How does it compare with Santa Cruz?
It's a little more harsher on Venice Beach on the boardwalk, and it's definitely a bigger boardwalk, and they're definitely a little more rougher over there.
When did you leave the boardwalk?
This Christmas was a year. It's been like a year before that, so 2 years ago. Sorry, I'm a little retarded because...
It's okay, you have that...
No, that's not the case, because as long as I've been here, she's always been cool to me.
Hello, Mike.
That's what I'm saying.
We have a different view.
He plays very nice guitar.
I
dig it.
And he breaks toilets.
And we will... A variety of views you can hear. We've been talking with...
My name is Marie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell in face. I'm a character of sorts.
That's okay, Marie. And this should be on free radio tomorrow morning, I think.
I can do backwards somersaults if you'd like.
Well, that would be good, but I don't know if the radio audience would appreciate that.
They don't like it?
No, they just can't see it.
Well,
with the lights on.
So I could sing for you.
What can you sing?
So I've been around the world.
What kind of songs have you got?
Wrote a million songs. Saw a ball in me. I slept in the gutter. I lied with the dogs. Never bothers me. And the sheriff, he comes too, with his little boys in blue. They've been looking for me, child, with that Chris Shank top. I'm another evil star. So give it to me. Give it to me. Kicking it to the stage. Brings me home again. This is Shangri-La. I'm tripping on it now. Brings me home. Cause I don't believe in smack or crack. I said, don't you die on me, babe. Don't you die on me. Cause love, it's all you really need. And music sets the sick ones free. Without love, no one ever grows. No one ever sings. I say, give it to me.
And we've been listening to the music of...
Maria, Maria.
Thank you, Maria, Maria.
They also call me Vodka Girl.
All right, Vodka Girl. Or the Queen...
Or the Queen of Santa Cruz.
Thank you both. I mean, thank all three
thank
of you.
Thank you for tuning in. I love you. I will be signing autographs later on in front of the clock tower.
Ha! Thank you very much.
My name is Steven.
Steven, you have a Santa Cruz sign on your backpack, a guitar by your side, and a kind of a plastic, no, it's a cardboard bunch. You got food in your lap.
I'm very thankful for it, too. Yeah, super synergistic flow today. Walking through the Presidio, found a guitar in a trash can. Walked out to Highway 1, started hitchhiking, had a good flow coming down the coast, and now I'm down here, walked right up to food.bombs, and I'm getting food in my belly.
Now, you're not too warmly dressed. Are you likely to freeze tonight?
No, I have a sleeping bag, and I'm like camping out. I got a place here in town that I camp at, so.
Now, have you been here before, then?
I've rolled through here before a couple times. But this is the longest I've stayed here.
And how long have you been here?
Little under a week.
Anything you've seen that you want to comment on?
Just like walking around.
Or sitting around.
Yeah, I mean, good vibes here for sure. A lot of open-mindedness that I appreciate. As far as actually on the street, it looks like I see a lot of, if I want to talk about a problem, I see like a lot of maybe untreated mental illness. Like I see a lot of people who are in some pretty rough places who don't look like they have any access to care. I mean, I see people just like off on the street having like a full-on like psychic crisis, and they're just like out on the street, you know, like there's nobody. It doesn't look like there's enough resources for somebody who's going through something like that. You know, and I'm not even saying I have like a solution to that, but I really feel like that's something that could be prioritized. You know, I mean, there's people are talking about curing cancer and curing, you know, this and that, but dude, mental illness, it's definitely
mental illness is not technically an illness in the same way. It has to do with life circumstances, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of elements to it. You can talk about, like, brain physiology. You can talk about where somebody is in life. You can talk about even, like, spiritual elements of it, too. You can talk about energy. You know, there's
talk about lack of housing.
You can talk about lack of housing. You can talk about people, like, walking past you like you don't exist. You know, if you have nobody to talk to, you might be a sane person. And you might just start talking to yourself because you want to be heard.
I see a lot of these middle-class people babbling into their phones all the time.
That's true, man. Yeah, that's true.
Ignoring everybody else. We've been talking with... Sir.
My name's Stephen.
And I'm Robert. Stephen, thank you.
Yeah, bless you, brother.
All right, the same to you.
Yeah, be well.
So we are talking with
Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatcher, you say you mentioned hospitals, arrests, all kinds of nasty things. What's going on?
Yes, I have a no-fly zone from the other side of Water Street to the other side of Laurel Street, from the other side of Center Street to the other side of San Lorenzo River. It's a no-fly zone for three years for me.
How long did they have to hold you in jail in order to get you to agree to that?
Well, I was trying not to lose my car, and so I pleaded out with those conditions. So it's nothing that wasn't given by choice.
Did you get your car?
I didn't even lose it in the first place, you know. And so therefore, my panic was unnecessary because of the lack of information that, you know, I can only receive. And so that's okay. I've never really had a ticket on Pacific per se. My sleeping tickets are around Pacific. It's interesting. But, you know, there's some guys that really like to do their job well. I don't know if it's personal or not. I doubt it because I treat everybody with respect. Hopefully I do. And but it's really hurt me for them to, the Rangers, to collect three outfits of mine that had my medicine and my Band-Aids and all my stuff to keep me at least healthy enough to have teeth pulled.
Well, you've mentioned that in the past couple months you've tried repeatedly to get stuff back from Parks and Rec and been unsuccessful from the police department.
Correct, because they just black plastic bag it. They don't tag it. They know whose it is when they're putting it in the bag because they go directly for my stuff. And they go, no, that's Dreamcatcher's, you know, even when I post a guard on it.
Well, it sounds like a form of city-authorized theft or city-sanctioned theft.
Well, there's no tracking ability. You can't identify anything in a black plastic bag when everything else of everybody else is in a black plastic bag.
They could. They could put a label on it that they choose not to.
Who's telling them to put a label on it?
Well, obviously nobody is.
If I was there, they would not be putting my stuff in the back of the truck. Okay, so...
But you say they know it's your stuff.
Yeah. They. It seems like I'm a target or something because I'm easy.
Were you ever able to get back the property that you've talked about in the past?
I've lost two guitars in the three last confiscations, and it was unnecessary because, like, here I am walking up on them, putting it in the truck, but they won't pull it out of the truck for me.
Last time this happened was?
A couple weeks ago.
And you mentioned more recently hospital and arrest activity?
Yeah, I went to the hospital for all this MRSA I got all over me. I mean, I got some big patches, so I thought it was taming down, but it came from an infected blackberry poke on my index finger.
Explain to folks what MRSA is.
MRSA is an overwhelming of bacteria at a skin level that your body retains just to operate, and it's a form of herpes, and it could go to shingles, it can go a lot of different ways, but it's not, you know, it's like a blood thing. And I've been a Mason all my life, so my skin's really sensitive, so when I, you know, start to hang out up here, you know, things are a little wetter, and, you know, my diet isn't, you know, the best, and I'm trying, you know, it's just, you know, half the city workers got it really bad. Because they reach into trash cans all day. Okay.
But at least you haven't got the flu, as far as we know.
Right. No, I went and...
That comes up next, probably.
No, I took a flu shot there in the jail and a Hep A shot. You know, I took a shot in the arm. Just, you know, nothing's going to hurt me. I've been a serviceman. I've gotten all my shots. So anyway...
Do you have any bad reactions to these vaccinations? Some people have claimed there's a problem.
I don't. I thought I was getting a little rash, but it's not. I don't have any bad reactions to anything, really. Unless I want it.
Well, you weren't terribly happy with the Parks and Rec's behavior, as I remember.
Well, you know, they seem to be cool, but now they're following orders. And I wish I didn't have a three-year stay-away order from downtown because I really do enjoy it. And I think I'm enjoyed down here by a lot of people because I keep the place clean. I keep the drunks, you know, not so drunk. And I don't deal drugs. I don't even smoke down here, you know, out of line. You know, I have a really close friend that I like to visit. You know, but, you know, I shouldn't have to do that. You know, I shouldn't carry on a relationship at her workplace, you know. So,
well, you know.
But it's fun. You know, but I don't do it really in their face deliberately. I try to sneak around, but they seem to go around looking for me so they can take my picture.
They like you, Dreamcatcher.
I don't know, man. It's got me mixed up. It's got my feelings kind of hurt.
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay.
Let me... Of course it would hurt your feelings. I mean... But you say you were arrested? What was this
yeah,
about?
I was arrested for being inside my flight zone. I was coming home yesterday on the bus from the hospital. My prescription and everything, feeling happy, and I got let off downtown. I didn't know where the bus stop was when I pulled that thing way up over the bridge. I didn't know it wasn't going to stop, you know, out of bounds. And so I was just walking through, going to my out of bounds. I was going to the Salvation Army, and they arrested me. Then it was just...
Cops were... Who did it?
The big sergeant and the lady that rides around with him. The plainclothes lady.
How long were you held in jail?
About 4 to 5 hours, you know. And they treat me really good, and I'm cooperative.
Except they leave you out in the middle of the night, right?
Well, no, it wasn't too bad last night, about 7 o'clock, you know. It's just that what they had to do, you know, peel my gloves off me, because all my scabs were, like, welded to my glove. And that hurt. They saw that hurt. And, you know, I'm not too hospitable, you know, as far as my condition to jail conditions. And I'm really not making a crime. There's just a man that...
Trying to walk through town is what you're trying to do, is if you're describing it accurately.
Say hi. You know, I get a little happy, okay? I didn't mean to. I definitely, you know, when I see him coming, I definitely get up and start walking, or I try to avoid him altogether, you know? If I just wouldn't have... wanted that jug of coffee to say hello to somebody, you know, I'm in love. He goes, why does someone as much
as you try to buy a cup of coffee downtown? Is that what happened here?
Basically, yes.
This is shocking. How could, at Starbucks?
Yes, but I not have a really close friend that works at Starbucks, and, you know,
you don't allow close friendships downtown with your kind, as you know.
That's what the sergeant said. You know, we don't like you down here. I go, what the heck, man?
Indeed.
I have no... I'm in no crusade. I'm in no cause. My only cause is myself, and that's to get my teeth pulled so I can get some new dentures so I can have a better time talking to my girlfriend. I'm signed up for the Prada house up there for the vets, you know.
Prada house is...
For the veterans, because I'm a veteran. And
What is it?
It's a halfway house. You know, I can just get off the street and get a place, and, you know, so there's a waiting list. And with my condition, I can't believe I'm not priority, you know, because it was getting pretty bad here for a second. I do have good antibiotics, and I am getting a lot of rest. You know, I try to stay not moving as long as I can, because my pants and everything rub against everything. And I don't scratch, but boy, they sure do itch, you know. This thing, I don't even know.
Scratching is half the fun,
that
man.
It just comes right up out of the center.
You're showing me on your right arm some serious sores.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I thought my elbow was going to go off, and I'm glad it didn't, because, you know, I just, you know, they're drying up now. Every time I go to jail, that air's so dry in there, they just dry up. My scalp is covered. It's fucking grosser and shit.
So the dry is good for this, or
yes,
bad?
Yes, dry.
So you should obviously try to get arrested more frequently. In fact, you're downtown now. Is this inside the evil?
Since they have a Food Not Bombs meal here, and the only one, I'm allowed to come to this one.
How sweet of them.
Yeah.
Well, Dreamcatcher, anything you want to conclude with? I'm going to roll off, try to get this for the air for tomorrow.
If anybody wants to help me, I definitely can use a bike and a bike trailer. And I wouldn't get another ticket, because I know where to sleep. I know how to find shelter. I don't want to go over to San Lorenzo, because I don't use heroin. Basically, that's, you know, what goes on over there.
There are people there who don't use heroin, a few.
Boys. Well, they're trading.
They're told, anyway.
They're trading for something else along in that mix. That's, you know, I don't know how else anybody would want to be over there. Because you could pitch a tent anywhere.
Have you found that people are getting... Hey, man. All right. Have things improved for people sleeping outside generally and pitching tents?
Well, they're starting to find out what it's really all about. That, you know, it ain't as easy as it looks. Staying dry is interesting procedure, you know. And
police have changed their policies.
Well, you know, there's look at how many tents are out there. There's almost 200 tents.
In what area are you talking about?
More than
San
one,
Lorenzo? Or?
Yeah, there's more than one people per tent. You know, that's like 400 people coming and going. And
I guess that's the housing that's affordable for some folks.
it's if you can stay dry and keep all your belongings inside your tent, I think you have, you know, a legitimate okay. But as soon as things start, you know, piling up outside your tent, I think that's get a bigger tent or, you know, stop collecting things. I just don't anymore. I'm an artist. I know what I'm doing, and I'm doing one thing at a time. If anybody wants to help me, I do need a bike and a trailer. I said that before. But anyway.
So if you give a call to 423-4833, if you have a bike and or a bike trailer, and I will pass the word on to Dreamcatcher when I see him, if I see him.
Yeah, I'm always at the Red Church on Monday nights and the vet hall all day on Wednesdays because I'm a vet, and because they have a good lunch here, then they have a pantry after lunch. So I'm usually here
so
about...
Are you allowed to go to the elders' meal at the Loudon Nelson?
Yes, I'm allowed, because that's outside my no-fly zone.
Because I know you mentioned at some point that was a problem for you, that they were telling you you couldn't go there.
Right, because I got a ticket there once, and it was three times the amount of...
Stay away.
Then if I got another ticket, it was three times the amount of that.
three weeks, three months.
Yeah, 3 days.
Nine months.
Yeah, three. Oh, God damn.
I couldn't believe it. And, you know, when it's cold in the morning and it's raining, and you know, it's slow to move, and there's some guys that play ping pong every day. Well, you know, the Rangers, you know, tries to make everything for them, not us, you know, like, well, give the guy, you know, let the guy wake up or something, nothing like that. You know, it's always, you know, move immediately, you know, so these guys can play. And I'm a senior citizen.
But now, because the stay-away time has elapsed, you can go back?
I'm at Loudon Nelson. Yeah, I hang out there all day because it's comfortable, and I go to the Salvation Army at night, which is in walking distance. With my so-called shopping cart, which, you know, I've lightened the load a little bit.
And we have been talking with...
The thing I need most is a pair of good wheelchair wheels that don't puncture.
All right, you heard it here, folks.
Yeah, I found a really nice box, and all I have to do is just drill holes and put them on. And I got a nice, secure box that I got the handle for and a lid. And that's fine.
And we have been talking with...
The Dreamcatcher. Thank you. Thank
I hope you catch a few dreams.
I need a dollar for some coffee.
I'll keep that in mind. with.
Yeah, and
if you want to say.
Tim couldn't come back to receive services, even though it didn't happen on their property.
So when did this happen?
Two days before Thanksgiving.
And which shelter are we talking about?
Wall Street.
You okay? Wall Street. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
And so... what happened again? Give us some of the details, if you want.
It was just a minor note, and the guy didn't pay, you know, and I just went up to him, you know, and asked him, hey, what's going on? Talk to me about it, you know, fighting with brothers, you know, and he just went off at me and grabbed my throat, you know, and in my, you know, knowledge of self-defense, I defended myself, and it wasn't on HP, it wasn't on a Coral Street property, it was an HP property.
So how long were you at Coral Street before this happened?
9 months.
And what was it?
I had my housing everything. They wouldn't let me in Page Smith. They wouldn't let me in River Street because of my behavior, my manic behavior for my medication, psych meds. You know.
How are you doing now?
I'm better than I'm on my own again. You know, I need to be doing to get off the streets. I got my house out in San Jose. It's Section 8. The waiting list is open until the 30th. And she should take 30% of your income. And
where are you going to be sleeping?
Casa del Pueblo.
Will you be sleeping outside tonight?
Gotcha, Cammy, you know?
Yeah, gotcha. And we've been talking with?
Huh?
What's your name?
Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Should be on Free Radio tomorrow morning.
Gene Deb said to hell with war, to hell with all who crave it. When masters rule the world no more, we'll need no wars to save it. While the ones who own the tools hoard the wealth, make the rules, the planet suffers for the powerful few. Gene Debs had a lot to say years ago, true today, with 2 million. while there is a lower class, I am in it. Where there is injustice, it is done to me. While there is a criminal element, I am of it. While there is a soul in prison, I am not free.
I am not free.
Not behind the prison wall, but high above it. Truth and honor call upon us. Rise and resist.
Rise and resist.
While there is a criminal element, I am of it. Crime will be unknown where peace and justice exist. While there is a lower class, I am in it. Where there is injustice, it is done to me.
Singing for Eugene Debs. You're tuned to Free Radio, 101.3 FM, freakradio.org, archived on the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org. Make yourself $500. Let us know a place where we can rent for a year. You get a reward of $500. We need a 10x10 space, more or less, access to bathroom, internet, and electricity, of course. We can do it indoors or outdoors, build our own shack. Give us a call, 423-4833. And I see that the name of Colin Kaepernick, the famous 49ers guy who, is he 49ers, NLF, NFL, I never get these sports stories right because I don't follow sports, but what I do follow is when people stand up and risk their careers to some extent, although these guys have already got a lot of money, but they risk their careers as Colin Kaepernick has because he can't get employed anymore. He and two others, Curry and Durant, that's Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant, who I suppose folks familiar with sports know who I'm talking about. And those who don't, I guess you've got to go look it up. But they are contributing and getting together to assist Kaepernick or join in his contributions to so-called charitable causes. I'm not necessarily a big fan of charity, but insofar as it involves controlling violent police agencies, I'm definitely a fan of it. And apparently some of the money has gone to a group in San Jose called Silicon Valley Debug, which I've often thought of visiting, never have quite gotten over there. An attorney and former public defender named James, that's his last name, Aram James, I believe is his full name, has worked with this group, and we've made numerous plans to meet over there and interview the folks involved. That has never happened, but it may yet. I noticed the story in the sports section of the San Francisco Chronicle about these three sports figures getting together to unite with someone who has essentially been blackballed from the NLF. It is the NLF. I'm going to get this right. It's the NFL. Sorry, all you sports fans. But are acting on principle. I guess it's specifically principles I agree with. Of course, Kaepernick is the guy who went down on one knee to protest police violence against African Americans and presumably police violence generally, but particularly against folks that